Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the first reading from Acts. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow. I mean, there's no beating around the bush with this guy, is there? I mean, it doesn't get any more direct, does it? So you better hear it again. He said, be saved from this crooked generation. My goodness, did someone secretly record those words from a private conversation? No, it was preached publicly and boldly for everyone to hear, no apologies given and no holds barred. Well, good grief, who in the world would dare to audaciously mouth such a thing? I mean, this sounds like something that would come from the lips of a crackpot or some fanatic. Be saved from this crooked generation? I mean, people who talk like that are reckoned by the big shot, better than everyone else elites, to be too dangerous and too pernicious to society. Be saved from this crooked generation. Doesn't that border on hate speech? So we'd better start NSAing whoever said that. Keep him under surveillance 24/7, 365. And, you know, perhaps a lifetime ban should be imposed to whoever preached that from the pulpit. Yeah, you know, I mean, really, that's the ticket, isn't it? And more, the high and most right commissioner of sermonizing should fine him millions of dollars. Be saved from this crooked generation. Who's the moron who preached that? Well, he's none other than the Apostle Peter. And he wasn't the first, nor would he be the last. Peter's preaching parallels Jesus' preaching when Jesus in Matthew 17 said, "Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation." That's what he preached to those who tragically rejected him and would not believe in him. St. Paul in Philippians 2, verse 15, audaciously labels the times in which he lives as a crooked and depraved generation. Be saved from this crooked generation. The Greek word here that you heard, crooked, is scolios or scolios. Does that sound familiar? It should. It's where we get our English word scoliosis. And some of you know about that firsthand, don't you? Be saved from this scolios, this incorrectly bent, unbelieving generation. Now, brothers and sisters, you'd better take this seriously because the Apostle Peter is not whistling Dixie. He's giving you the highest of pastoral care when he says this. This is a salvation at stake sermon from the Apostle, not only in his day, but also in our day as well. These words have had their way with Cindy. Be saved from this crooked, bent on itself, unbelieving generation. Well, how in the world do you do that? Well, do you remember the first part of Peter's sermon that we heard today? Do you remember? We'd better hear that again, too. Peter proclaims, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Wow, that's incredible, isn't it? Doesn't that just blow your minds? I mean, Peter doubles down, and he has the nerve to use the prohibited R word. He preaches just like all the Old Testament prophets, like John the Baptist, and, you know, Jesus himself. And I would submit that it's one of the best sermon tools in a preacher's toolbox. Repent. You know, not many preachers these days use that biblical word. Are you aware of that? They ignore the R word as if it doesn't exist. And so then repentant men and women are going the way of the T-Rex and the dodo bird. Peter, however, pulls out the R word. He calls you and me to repentance. And, you know, that's really a good thing. And really it is. That is a very good thing. It's time for us to give thanks to God for sending Pastor Peter in order to put the R word into our ears and our hearts today. After all, God would repent all of us through the preaching of repentance. That is to say, it's time to tell the truth about ourselves. And what's that? It's this, that we are sinners, full-blown and total, a whole enchilada sinner. There's no more sugarcoating it, folks. No more blowing this off. It's the truth, isn't it? Yeah, it's absolutely correct. You and I are sinful and unclean. We are born sinful. To quote, I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do it this morning. To quote Lady Gaga, we're born that way. Or better yet, let's quote the scriptures. Psalm 51 verse 5, which teaches and reveals that we are all sinners from the moment we were conceived in our mother's wombs and from the time that we came kicking and screaming out of our mother's birth canals. We are true sons and daughters of our parents, Adam and Eve. We are sinners. Because we are sinners, we sin. We sin against God and the people with whom we live, in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds, by what we've done and by what we leave undone. We don't fear God, we don't love him, we don't trust him. We have replaced God with idols of our own making. We trust our words more than God's words. We listen to the sermons that we preach to ourselves, and we ignore what God says to us. We think that our words are better than God's. We love only ourselves. And so our love for others has failed miserably. And therefore, as sinners and because of our sin, we deserve nothing but God's temporal and eternal punishment. We are sinners who need to be saved from this, namely our own crooked, perverse, unbelieving generation. It's time to confess that. It's time to embrace it. It's time to believe it because it's the truth. Do you believe that? Do you? I sure hope so. And if so, the Lord is repenting you. And he's giving you minds that understand the scriptures correctly. And more. And this gets to the red-hot core of repentance and getting the scriptures right. It's spelled F-A-I-T-H. You saw, brothers and sisters, you saw and you heard self-professed, truth-telling, sinner, Cindy, receive holy baptism with all of its Good Friday, blood of Jesus, and Holy Spirit, Pentecost divine gifts for her, a sinner. In other words, the Lord has repented Cindy. Miraculous, she too has been Pentecosted and Holy Spirited. Now, how do I know that? Here's how. She confessed with her mouth what comes from her heart, namely the truth that she's a sinner. And here's the big kicker, that she believes in Jesus. Faith in Jesus has borne fruit with her. And so today, Cindy had good use of Jesus' Good Friday blood for her when she received holy baptism today. Peter preaches it this way, be baptized every one of you. Did you hear that? Every one of you. He leaves nobody out. Baptism in the name of Jesus is for everyone, just like his death is for everyone. And so Cindy could no longer exclude herself from the every one of you words. The every one of you words have had their way with you as well. And like Cindy, you've given your amen. And that's precisely how faith talks. Peter's every one of you echoes and reminds and matches our Lord's making disciples of all nations through baptism, according to Matthew 28:19. Brothers and sisters, Jesus died for all sinners, and he atoned for every sin on the cross. And Jesus is the one who specifically mandated and instituted holy baptism so that his Good Friday forgiveness that he achieved and won on the cross would be bestowed, distributed, or given to his sinners for whom he died. That's exactly why Peter proclaims to sinners who confess that they're sinners and burdened with their sins, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's no surprise, then, that Cindy received holy baptism today. And it's no wonder, then, that your parents brought you to church to be baptized in Jesus' name. After all, it is as Peter preaches and promises. In holy baptism, the Holy Spirit is at work, delivering and giving to sinners the treasure of salvation, the Good Friday forgiveness of the crucified and risen Jesus. And so, Cindy and all of you who are baptized into Christ, I want you to hear the good news one more time. Your sins are forgiven. You have been Holy Spirited. The promise is true. It is, as Peter said, it is for you. And did you hear carefully what he said? For your children, he said it. And for all, he said. Or let me quote the preacher who instructed Peter, the divine preacher from Nazareth, who said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark 16:16. Ha, saved. We heard that earlier. Be saved from this crooked generation. Ah, and you are. Because Jesus says so. Because Jesus promises. Cindy, happy baptism day. And all the rest of you, happy living in your baptism, which is the life of repentance and faith in Jesus who died for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.